This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A woman has her luxury car carjacked in Manhattan, but the thing that had her most worried was her beloved cat was in the back seat.
When Manhattan architect Ronit Riley's Maserati got bumped from behind on the West Side Highway, both drivers pulled over. But before she knew it, the carjackers jumped into her high-priced ride and took off with her other prized possession, her pet cat, Eileen, a rare hairless sphinx.
So I was convinced that they threw the cat out the window at some point.
As cops searched for the car, Riley's assistant, Paige Lundgren, searched for the cat, posting on social media. Outside Papa Car restaurant in Inwood,
the owner, Manuel, found Eileen curled up against the front of his building.
The cat and owner were reunited. Police also located the totaled car. 2 men are under arrest. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A 16-year-old is under arrest and charged with the murder of a 14-year-old boy in Queens. Julian Cornille was stabbed during a fight outside a McDonald's in Sunnyside on the afternoon of February 14th. He was taken to a local hospital, and there he was pronounced dead. The 16-year-old suspect was charged with manslaughter, gang assault, and criminal possession of a weapon. His name was not revealed because of his age. And police are investigating a deadly shooting in the Bronx. The victim, 32-year-old Xavier Goodson, was found shot in the head and abdomen yesterday afternoon in his home on 231st Street near Bronxwood Avenue. He was rushed to Jacoby Hospital but could not be saved. The NYPD has not yet identified a suspect. Governor Hochul went on a bus ride this morning to say that congestion pricing is going nowhere.
Today's an important day. The cameras are staying on.
The cameras are staying on.
They sure as hell are.
The Trump administration extended today's deadline to pull the plug on the program by 30 days while discussions continue. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned yesterday that the billions of dollars the federal government sends to New York are not a blank check and that noncompliance would not be taken lightly. The MTA is challenging the administration's decision to pull the plan's approval last month, saying the tolls will not be turned off until the courts say so. Well, next week marks 1 year since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Since then, the NTSB has been looking at all bridges across the country, identifying dozens that should be checked out for vulnerabilities, including the Brooklyn, Manhattan, Williamsburg, Verrazano, and George Washington bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the agency is not suggesting the bridges are certain to collapse, but
what we are telling bridge owners is that they need to know the risk and determine what actions they need to take to ensure safety.
The MTA says its bridges are routinely inspected and undergo regular maintenance and repair. The Port Authority says it's reviewing the NTSB report and that it holds its crossings to the highest safety standards with industry-leading protection systems in place. The NYPD is asking for help identifying a suspect accused of attacking a 72-year-old man inside the Staten Island Ferry Terminal on February 3rd. The victim was punched in the head and face and suffered swelling. The suspect fled the terminal and was last seen wearing a black beanie, brown hooded sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, black shoes, and carrying a black backpack. Police have released a photo of him. We have it on 1010winds.com. They're asking anyone with information to contact them. And the NYPD is investigating a number of robberies that they believe to be part of a pattern. There have been 13 incidents across three boroughs, with one restaurant being hit three separate times.
The same MO, basically, in these 13 burglaries, the same guy busting into businesses, usually through the front door in the middle of the night. Here in Richmond Avenue in Bull's Head, the Oriental Plaza restaurant, three times robbed by the same guy. I spoke to this man as he was dropping off his child at a daycare right next door.
Hopefully they catch the guy.
But you, like you said, you have a young child, though. You feel any threat at all about this or not really? I mean, it is the middle of the night, you know what I mean?
The neighborhood's generally safe, but it is concerning, so we just have to keep an extra eye out.
Total take so far, at least $17,000 in cash. And also on the list of burglarized locations, three places in Sheepshead Bay, two in Gravesend, and a pizza shop in Lower Manhattan. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Staten Island.
Detained Columbia University student activist Mahmoud Khalil appeared briefly in immigration court this morning in a remote Louisiana detention center as his lawyers fight in multiple venues to try to free him. Meanwhile, his wife, Noor Abdallah, is opening up about her husband's ordeal, telling CBS News how she felt when federal agents raided her home in New Jersey.
My husband was taken away from me in the middle of the night. It was one of the most terrifying times of my life. I don't think I've ever experienced anything scarier than that.
Abdallah says she remained calm at the time because she figured it was all a misunderstanding that Khalil would be taken to Federal Plaza and be home within a few hours. Instead, he was taken to a detention center in Elizabeth, New Jersey, then flown to Louisiana, where he's been detained ever since. On Wednesday, a judge ruled that Khalil should have his case challenging his detention by the government heard in New Jersey. Abdallah's full interview airs on CBS Sunday morning. The Intrepid Museum is welcoming spring by unveiling a new permanent exhibition today. Head curator Jessica Williams tells 1010 Winds.
Well, the centerpiece of the exhibition is a World War II aircraft. It's an FG-1D Corsair, a type that flew from the ship during World War II.
And you can't miss it. It's right at the main entrance on the museum's hangar deck. There will also be more than 50 never-before-seen artifacts, including photos, videos, and other items collected from crew members and their families, helping to tell the story behind each item.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.